from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey.
The O'Neal that I know from the time he was in the minor leagues to now, he really does want to be on a winning team. You know, he wants to be part of winning, and I think he'll be able to see that this, gives us an even better chance to do that. Hopefully, it increases the chances of us doing that. That's how we see it. We hope that he sees it that way. I think he will. Second, is that, you know, he's a baseball player. He's a shortstop. Certainly, he's identified as a shortstop, but he's a baseball player first. And, you know, he's going to want to be out there doing, you know, great things on a baseball field. And this is an opportunity for him to do that. He's going to have a lot of space out there to run around and show off all the things he has to show off. And that probably leads to the third thing. I think in time this can be fun for him because of that space. You know, to some extent, shortstop, while there were certain things he could do that were incredible, in center field, there's even, in theory, more space for him to, you know, just do things that, that the athleticism should allow him to do. And there are some features of that athleticism that we believe already suggests that, that degree of difficulty thing may be different in center than it was at short. Again, it'll take work, focus, hard work, time, you know, all that. There's no substitute for the hard work that he'll have to put in. But, we believe he'll do that, and he's got a chance to be really good out there.
Hey, O'Neal, it'll be fun. Why don't you just go run around all that space out there like a little kid at the playground? Hey, go run around. Just have some fun.
Right.
Yikes. I did not catch this the first time I heard Charrington's comments, but right at the beginning of that clip there, and I'm paraphrasing, Charrington says, this will be the best thing to help the team win. Hope he sees that. Think he'll see it. Meaning that he does not, in my opinion, see it right now.
No.
That is talking about how O'Neal will eventually view it. And that makes me think he's not super thrilled about it right now. And I don't blame him for that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you got to understand that you've made 20 some odd errors this year. And you're one of the worst defensive shortstops in baseball because of it. And you can't just keep making mistakes and the same mistakes over and over again and not expect things to change. So he should have seen the writing on the wall. But that doesn't mean it's not going to be a shock to the system. It's a totally different thing. And he's been a shortstop, as identified as a shortstop, his entire baseball life. So I don't blame him if he is a little surly about this.
No, I mean, you're basically being told that you're not good enough.
Yeah.
I mean, that's really what it comes down to. You could say all the mumbo jumbo. You're going to have fun. Hopefully you could be a team player. And this is the best thing for the team. This is the best thing for you. You can use your athletic ability. But yeah, you're really, nobody's hearing that as a player. You're telling me that I'm not good enough at my position.
Yes.
So I'm moving.
Yes.
That's all you hear. And he's a young player. He's erratic at times. There's been question marks if he's fully invested, even at shortstop. I mean, it's not an easy path right now, like mentally. I'm more focused on mental. Like physically, yeah, he's good.
Yes, agree with that.
No, he'll go out there, he'll make plays, and it'll be fine. He'll be able to show off his arm. He'll end up having fun, but can he get to that point mentally? I don't know. He couldn't get there at shortstop.
Right. I think there's less to think about in center field, but not initially. Initially, there's going to be more thinking for him because he's not played the position before.
But how much thinking did he really have to do? Like, there's a lot of thinking to do at shortstop. I get that. It's a very tough position. It is the general of the infield. But, like, the things that he messed up on are not, like, thinking issues. It was just him blowing a gasket. Like, not
throwing
having
it away,
a,
not yeah, catching the ball.
Yeah. Not, you know, calling off guys whenever you're running 80 yards to the left in outfield. Like, some of the things he does are more, you know, I don't know if you would need to think to do that. It was just more like, all right, what are you doing?
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
It does make sense because those are things nobody else would think about.
Exactly.
That's where I do think some of Ben Sherrington's comments make sense. He has more space to go out and be athletic. And I do think sometimes his athleticism can be his worst enemy. Like in that specific play, we heard it at the top of the show in Houston where it looked like he was going to run into Brian Reynolds. Like that kind of thing can still happen, of course, in the outfield. But he thinks, oh, I'm so athletic, I can get to this ball. How many shortstops in Major League Baseball are even going to try to pursue this ball? But I can, so I will, even though it's a bad idea. Well, in center field, you got plenty of space to show off your athleticism.
Yeah.
Now, he's going to need to work in every stadium he goes to and balls off the wall, sight lines, angles depth. to the baseball depth, you're right. They're going to need to figure out, is he a center fielder who's going to play in? Is he a center fielder that's going to play back? He could play back because of his arm, but you could play in because of his range. A lot of that stuff's going to come to play. I don't so much worry about Brian De La Cruz because he's a terrible fielder and doesn't cover a lot of ground, so you might need him to cover more ground going to that side of the field. I think he's going to be pretty good there. I do. I think it's going to take a long time, though.
Yeah.
Like, throwing to the right cutoff guy.
Yep.
Is something he's going
to
have to figure out.
Throwing to the cutoff guy.
Right.
You know, not just
airmailing
a guy.
That thing. Yeah.
Like, those are the things that he does at shortstop.
You could see him absolutely, instead of getting the ball to second base when there's no play at the plate, thinking, I've got the world's best howitzer, and I'm just gunning that thing to the plate. We're going to see some runners advance that shouldn't advance because he's not going to throw it to the right spot.
Yep.
But you're not going to make 27 errors in the outfield. Now, the errors you do make, very costly. That ball will roll a lot. Text from Ben. This guy just gets on my nuts every morning, Dorn, and not in the good way. How can you say you don't blame him? No one cares if he's played shortstop his whole life. He has 25 errors. I try to run things through my brain as an empath, Dorn.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody who is empathetic. That would be the definition there. We do a good morning show, get nice ratings, very good ratings, in fact. If someone tells me, Crowley, we love you, you're doing a great job, we think you'd fit better in the evening, I would do it because my bosses tell me to do it. Would I be happy about it? No.
No.
Of course not. He's played shortstop his entire life, and like I said, he could see the writing on the wall. He's not playing shortstop at a high enough level, but when they tell you you suck at this and you got to move and do it someplace else, he's a human being. He's a person. And so he's not going to just be like, okay, yeah, this is great. It's all fine. And then, of course, he's going to be upset about it. That's human. So I'm not going to blame him if he's not exactly taking this thing in stride. It's not an easy thing to do on the fly in the middle of a season when, guys, a month ago, he was the shortstop of a potential playoff team, and now you're going to be the center fielder of a team that's playing out the string?
Right.
And we think he's just going to take it and be a great teammate and is super excited about it? Come on now. Now, you would hope that that's fleeting, and it's not something that's going to have him in the boo-boo face the rest of the season and all offseason. Like, there is a line there where you just need to be an adult about it, but it's going to take some time. And he's going to not be happy. I think we need to allow him to be a human with this. I think that's fair. Ben, get off my nards.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.